Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 475 for January 4th, Fellows Mobile Proximity Alarm. This show and the entire TWiT broadcast network is brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thanks. And now, get ready for Dick! There's a place we all know, a place you can go, where gadgets go to die. It's just down the street. Listen to the feet as they run to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
It doesn't, you know, it's funny. The scary thing works in the Halloween time frame, but in the Christmas, New Year's time frame, it doesn't quite work.
Well, that's like, that won't stop us from using
no,
it.
No, oh, I didn't mean I'd stop using it, no.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I'm just observing.
Things not working stop us.
That's part of the show. Part of our unique charm.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So what I have... Hello, Dick DiBartolo, Gadget Warehouse guy. I'm great. How are
you? I'm good. You?
Very well.
Warehouse was closed for the holidays.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I was in it when they closed it.
That's too bad.
So,
kind of took some of the fun out of the holidays, I imagine.
It took a little bit of the fun. I watched a piece of lint fall at midnight on New Year's Eve, and that was about it.
But you've got those nice scratches on the wall now as you counted off the days, so that's always handy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I have my Fellows, F-E-L-L-O-W-E-S. You know that company?
Fellows, yes. They make okay. those screens, those thing. They make all sorts of stuff for Palms, right?
Yes, they make all. Yes, they make all sorts of small electronic gadgets for electronics.
Yeah.
But this one did not do well. Oh. It is the Fellows Mobile Proximity Alarm.
The mobile proximity alarm.
What was the gadget that came out in 2003 and was not a hit?
There is one?
Yes, the mobile proximity
alarm. You are right, sir. May a camel pee in your nose. I don't know. What is this? That's probably what's happening to me right now.
Yes, exactly.
I am in Egypt.
And with any luck at all, we'll be able to see it on your blog.
Yes.
You're going to try and send photos back? Is that your
plan? I think I can because you'll know by now.
Is the desert Wi-Fi enabled?
Yes. They have amazing giant antennas on every dune. No, but I won't be living in the desert. I'll be in Cairo much of the time. And I think in Cairo, I can actually...
Get me some syrup while you're there.
Cairo syrup. Okay, deal. That's great on pancakes, I know.
Yeah, super.
You know, Cairo's huge. I can't remember. I think it's 16 million people. It's bigger than New York City.
Really?
It's huge.
Drum up some for the Daily GizWiz.
Get your Daily GizWiz here. I might do that. Go down to the bazaar.
Yes, that would be bizarre.
You haven't seen Bazaar, and you've heard the Daily GizWiz.
Now with unimproved Mad Minutes.
Yes.
With old unimproved. They're old. They're unimproved. They're scratchy.
They're original. Mad. So I'm looking at Amazon and it looks like they still sell the Fellows.
They do. It has been off their website for about 4 years now.
Well, it says one used and new available from $17.99. Now this is on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Well, one. It's not
Mega Max. Seems to be selling them. It's $17.99, but the shipping is $8.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be ordering that.
Is there a photo?
Yeah.
Yeah. The neat thing about the proximity alarm is that
when you get near it goes off.
super slim,
yeah,
so that it would be easy to Velcro it to the bottom of your laptop.
Yeah.
It would be so slim that the tiny legs of your laptop would make it would clear when you put it on the table.
You know my laptop has tiny legs.
Oh, I've seen it. A little chicken legs.
A little chicken leg laptop.
Chicken leg laptop. You know what? Somebody's going to buy that.
Maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, you would glue this or Velcro it to a piece of electronic. It's thin enough. You could do it to the back of your iPod.
Oh, yeah.
And then you stick the little main unit in your pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
And if your gadget gets more than 15 feet away, it will buzz.
Yeah, that's useful.
Yeah. You put it on the bottom of your cell phone. And if you're the kind of person who leaves your cell phone in rest, Leo, you need this. You need about 100 of these. You leave things on airplane.
I do. And then that's where it would be useful. As you start to leave the airplane, it would buzz you saying you're leaving me.
Right.
What a good idea.
And then I'd say, Leo, how did that thing work out? And he said, you know, I left the entire mobility proximity alarm system on the airplane.
That's the problem. Yeah. That's what I would leave behind. And it would never tell me. Oh.
All right. Well, okay. So if you're in love with this and you hurry, there is one available on Amazon or eBay. Yeah. Where did you find it?
Amazon. But it's through one of their sellers. And let me see who the seller is. It's Mega Max.
Mega Max has one.
Has one.
Okay.
And you know, it's probably a little dusty. I think we demoed this on Tech TV. It sounds very familiar.
You know what? Maybe I did it.
Maybe you did.
I may have done it back in when it came out.
You could easily have, huh?
In 2003, because sure. That's about when I started playing. Anyway, that's it.
Well, then I must be time for me to do this. Tightest show we've ever done.
Oh, it's just amazing. I'm tight.
I'm high.
Yeah, I know. It's the only way we get through these.
No, we're going to have to raise it to a PG rating now.
I think so. John DiCarlo writes, I enjoyed last Friday's podcast, except for Leo's singing. He makes my singing sound good. Notice they send all the Bash Leo emails to me. Anyway, in the 1990s and early 2000s, I was on the board of directors for my credit union. Oh, he labels this the compact smart card keyboard.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last week.
All
yeah.
throughout the benefits of smart card technology for storing money and information was touted regularly at all conferences. Although Leo thinks the smart cards were not used in the U.S., he is only mostly right. There were many closed communities like universities and company sites that use smart cards on the campuses. I was regularly briefed
you were
on
what?
How well they worked.
Regularly.
If you email me, don't use the word regularly because I cannot say regularly.
You know, you said it perfectly. You just added an extra little.
Regularly. But as you know, the smart card did not spread throughout the U.S. John DiCarlo.
Interesting.
And he says, John DiCarlo, my views are my own. So he probably still works for a big corporation.
Yeah, you can always tell, can't you?
You can, isn't that a riot? I remember a cartoon in New York that was many years ago. It just broke me up. Big conference room. Everybody's sitting around. The CEO at the head of the conference room holding a little piece of paper. And he's reading it. And he's reading it out loud. And he goes, season's greetings. He goes, you know, I like this. Run it by legal. And if it's okay, mail it out.
if I wish it weren't true. That's it's painful. That's so sad.
Right.
Yeah. And on the other hand, on this show, we run nothing by legal.
No.
No.
We have no legal.
We have no legal.
We have no legal.
But we also have no money. So go ahead and sue us.
That's right. That's right.
We don't, you know, you'll get what you can't get blood from a turnip.
That's it.
So, right. Dick, the week is
finished.
Finish
another week.
Our first week completed in 2008.
Whoa.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. This week began in 2007. It began a year ago. And now We're in 2008. Isn't that kind of interesting?
This
week began last year. That's confusing.
Yes. And next week ends the following year.
Now, that would be confusing.
I'm confused.
I don't know what the hell's going on. but I do know one thing. There is a brand new What the Heck Is It contest.
Absolutely.
On gizwiz.biz.
Gizwiz.biz. And look for the January issue of MED, which is the yearly 20 dumbest people, events, and things of 2007.
Featuring Senator Larry Craig. I love that cover.
That's a funny cover.
I have to say, Matt has gotten edgier since I was a kid. Maybe not.
Well, no, it has. I think that's why they started. I mean, I happen to know that's why they started Mad Kids.
Yeah.
Was to spin off the real young kids.
And Henry gets Mad Kids. He loves Mad Kids.
Oh, good. Yeah. And in that, you will find, I wrote tips to avoid identity theft. I will do just one.
Okay.
When ordering online.
Yes.
Always give a fake address. True. You'll never, ever have a package sent to you again, but no one will know where you really live.
Very useful. That's the kind of thing I read Mad Magazine for. Those are the kinds of useful information.
Useful, right. Oh, and I sent you my holiday Christmas card, too. I sent it to you this morning.
Electronically.
Electronically. It's from Totally... I forgot.
Totally CrappyCards.com or something like that.
Totally... Totally free and crappy.
Yeah, I saw that. I looked at it and thought, boy, do I want to open this?
Oh, yeah. Well, I created the website so that you don't have to worry
about it. Oh, it's you.
Oh, it's me. Yeah.
Totally Crappy Cards is you?
Yeah. Totally free and totally crappy ecards.com. It's my new website. I took it.
You don't even remember that you did that.
Oh, no, I didn't want to use my last year one, but I still keep it up. I think it was... Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from the Giz Wiz and Mad Magazine's MaddestWriter.com. I kept that.
You kept that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? You let that go. You'll never get it again.
You'll never get it back.
You'll never get it again.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to find. And then there's also a YouTube holiday greeting.
Yeah, there's two different ones. I just sent it to you this morning.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Total crappy e-card.
I think you must have sent it to my BlackBerry because I don't see it in my main mailbox.
Oh, okay.
But that's good. And so that's the address. So anybody can go see it?
Yeah.
What is it again? Totally?
It is www.freetotallycrappyecards.com. Okay. Freetotallycrappyecards.com.
The World Wide Whiz presents your free but totally.
And on the top of the card, it says, yes, it's crappy. That's why it's free. And then it's kind
this
of a spin
off. Who'd you have do the flash at the beginning? That's really great.
Oh, one in one. It's all one of those pick it out, put it together things.
Oh, it's and then, so it, fun.
Yeah. And then it's like we just talked about. It says Merry Christmas from the Giz Wiz. If you find that offensive, Happy Holidays from the Giz Wiz. Still find that offensive? Fill in this blank. Blank from the Giz Wiz.
This is great. Everybody can get a card from the Giz Wiz.
Yeah, just go to totally
free, totally crappy ecards.com.
And if anybody wants to buy that website for $500,000, I might give it up.
I like this. You have a link at the bottom. Tell your friends, especially the ones you don't like.
Yeah.
Privacy policy.
It's a privacy policy.
We will not sell your info unless it's for a damn good price. We will not send you spam. However, we will send you neat, useless offers.
Yeah.
This is very funny.
All right.
Ah, well, that's nice. Thank you for the card. A little late.
You're welcome.
But thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to write in Happy New Year from the I know. Happy Valentine's Day from the Giz Wiz. That way it'd be
Yeah. I'll have to do that next.
We'll see you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday, Dick.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Giz Wiz. It's the Daily Giz Wiz. It's the Daily Giz Wiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.